Yo, good morning, everyone. This is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got a very special show set up for us today. We have a lot of incredible left field music as usual. And, yeah, I don't know. To start off today, that last track was Blue Honda by Mark William Lewis. And this track playing behind my voice right now is Rat Angel Face by Finley Clark, also known as one of the members of Still House Plants, who I've been playing a ton of and I was listening to this morning, and is basically the future of music and is basically the best band ever. I'll stick with all that. Anyways, yeah, just a great show set up. I've been, for just the last month or so, I've been finding and listening to so much amazing music, and it's been so fun to share it with you. And I do say with a heavy heart that this will probably be my final regularly scheduled show of the semester, but I might catch a couple sub slots in the coming days. But yeah, tune in for some more good vibes for finals week, all that. We're having fun, we're live from Studio C, all that. Again, this is Rat Angel Face by Finley Clark. Keep it locked for some left field dream poppy stuff, some we're gonna get into some electronic-y stuff, some ambient, all that. We've got a full program. Anyways, enjoy.
Every girl is inside,
I'm gonna chat for a minute on the mic because it's been a few songs since I did so. Anyways, I was last talking during that Finley Clark track. I hope y'all enjoyed that. Check out the record Sicko if you're feeling it, and if you've been loving the Stillhouse Plants I've been playing, which I'm sure everyone has, all of my devoted many listeners. That's just a little supplemental, like, Stillhouse Plants listening, for those interested. Pretty good. And after that, we had The Rope by Organ Tapes from his 2022 record, with a name that I can't read because I don't understand Chinese visually, or, well, I can't read it at all. But good album. I've listened to it. It's quite good. Organ Tapes is really, really awesome. One of the key players, I feel like, in the extended experimental music world right now. After that was I Could Have Cried by Samba Jean-Baptiste, which I don't really know too much about that, but a buddy sent that to me, and I've been really enjoying it. Very sweet. And that last track, of course, I had to play a little A.R. Kane, because that's been like the last couple weeks for me. That was Scab from the record 69, which I've been playing plenty off of. Really just excellent, excellent record. The A-side is just one of the best A-sides of any album ever. I'll stand by that. And now we've got I'll Get to Hiding by Dip Friso, who I don't know too much about, but I know that they're a Scottish experimental musician of some sort, so shout out Scotland. This is from the new self-titled EP, which came out, I think, just a couple months ago. I've yet to listen to it in full, but this song has been in rotation for sure. But yeah, not too much to say about it, really. Hopefully y'all are enjoying the mix. It's about to... well, it's going to continue down the same path of, like, left-field weirdo stuff. Kind of consistent with what I've been playing and what I like to play in general. And yeah, shout-out to y'all for being up, tuning in. Rise and grind, all that. Finals week is crazy, but... it's not even finals week, it's still the reading period. But finals week to me is, like... the moment that classes start until the moment I leave Boston, which will be in about a week from now, which is kind of sad, but yeah, I don't want to think about that too hard right now. I'll think about it later, or I won't. Anyways, keep it locked for another 45-ish minutes, because we've got some good stuff. After this, we have a track from Or Best Offer, the Chicago band who I've been repping a bit on my show for the past week or so. From which center is the track I'll be playing from their record titled Center. Shout out to Or Best Offer, one of the great bands I've been listening to lately. And yeah, I don't know. I don't have too much else to say. I'll stop waffling. I'll stop running my mouth. Enjoy. Hey y'all, I'm back on the mic, and I'd like to recap those last couple songs. We had, again, From Which Center by Or Best Offer, followed by that last track, kind of the dramatic, down-tempo-y song that was Speed Marina by Bose, and right now we've got Ride Till We Die by Micah Levi, because, of course, I've got to play a little Micah Levi. It's like, mandatory at this point. Just to give a couple words about that Bose record, that if y'all tuned in last week, you heard me play a couple songs from the band Long Thin Killy, a great Scottish band who played just weird, freaky little post-rock, and the frontman of that band was a man named Luke Sutherland, and he went on to form a project with another woman named Bose. And Bose, I believe they cut two albums. I've only heard the first, which is titled Blush. And that track, Speed Marina, comes from it. I think that it's very... It's a well-done album. It's a little... It's down-tempo-y for sure. Very 90s. Some elements of, like, jungle, drum and bass, which is kind of cool. And well-implemented, too. And it's a very, like, very sensitive record. I've been enjoying it quite a fair deal. Good for a little late-night chill time. As a lot of down-tempo is, great for over-ear headphones, you know. And, yeah, this song, Ride Till We Die by Micah Levi off their project Rough Dog, which I think is quite a good album. I've been listening to it quite a bit. And I'm going to hop back on the mic in just a moment to do a little PSA, but first, let's listen to a song from voice actor and Euro.co titled You Projected 2. That's about to start in, like, 5 seconds. I don't know. Enjoy that. It's been one that's in my rotation lately.
Try to pretend.
right, I'm already coming back on the mic to talk, because in every great radio show does come time for a PSA, and we're about halfway through. So, backdropped by the new Actress track, Static, which I will touch on a little more, and I'll play a little more new Actress. I guess it's kind of funny, I had a voice actor song followed by an Actress song. Lots of acting today. But I'll cut to the point and do my little PSA. Some numbers to think about regarding Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average US household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Those are some numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. This track is pretty short, so I'm actually not going to talk about the new Actress record yet, but he released a split single, and the other half of that split single is a little longer, so maybe I'll take some time later in the show to touch upon that and touch about some other new music I'm excited about. Anyways, this is God Hour by Baby Father featuring Mikachu from the incredible, incredible, visionary, incredible record BBF hosted by DJ Escrow, which I've been listening to lately in awe of how ahead of its time and visionary it is. Again, this is God Hour featuring Mikachu, also known as Micah Levi, who I just played a song by. So much to learn.
Personally, she hit me up. It took me so hard, try to save us. So what, so I gotta be up. Preacher, preacher to you. Yeah, I got bad info on Charles. I just might miss myself. Riding with the guys wherever. We can really be wherever. I'll be with the shit wherever. Yeah, walk around for any bills I'm in the building, call me everywhere. Too strong, getting real far off. Blow the roof out of y'all. Blow the roof out of y'all. Creature, I'm preaching to you. Yeah, I got bad on info I chose. Chosen, love myself, love myself.
As mentioned and promised, I had a little more actress in store for y'all. This is Dolphin Spray, the other half of that single, although it's not really a split single because one of the songs is like 5 minutes long and the other is like a minute and a half long, so it's more like a like quartered single, but like one of the songs is only one quarter and the other is three. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. But listening to the song now, this is such a like classic actress sound, and I really, really like it. Those of you who don't know, actress is a near professional footballer turned British electronic music producer. Kind of one of the greatest cool guys in the electronic scene for the past decade or so. I really got into his music like last semester. I was seriously like one of my top artists of the year, I think it all turned out to be. I love his product, what can I say? But yeah, he's got a new album coming out in June, on June 7th, as a matter of fact, titled Static, with a K at the end. I'm so excited for it because actress never misses. He always makes great albums, honestly. And I have drank the Kool-Aid a little bit. Like, of course, I love anything actress puts out because, like, his stuff is just so up my alley. But I really do strongly believe that he doesn't have any bad records at all. His album last year was titled... Oh, God, I don't remember. It was called, like... Oh, I couldn't tell you what it was called because it was, like... It was all chess-themed, but... It was called 88, but in Roman numerals, so it was like LXXVIII, something like that. Imagine 88 in Roman numerals. But the first track on that was titled Push Power. I just could not get enough of that. That probably fits somewhere within my top 10 favorite songs to come out last year. I love his product. He's incredible. And I am so excited to hear what's to come. Anyways, I also want to talk about another new album I'm excited for, which will correlate a little more closely with a song I'm going to play in about, like, 5-ish, 10-ish, not 10 minutes, like, a little over 5 minutes, which is the new John Eno record. Anyone who has talked to me about music in the past, like, couple months knows that I am such a fan of John Eno. He is just... one of the most exciting up-and-coming artists of all time. Not of all time, of right now. Well, also of all time, because I believe that. I think that he's going to be huge. I wrote about him last semester in my very beloved campus music magazine, Melisma. New issue out, by the way. Pick it up if you get a chance, because they're it's been a little while, and we may not have many copies left. But we always do a rising artist section, and by always, I mean like we've implemented that this year, and we've had it in the past a few times. But we're gonna keep it, or at least I hope we're gonna keep it, because I really love writing for it and seeing what everyone else writes for it. I wrote about John Eno last semester. No one knew about him. He's about to drop a debut album this Friday, debut full-length album. He's got some EPs and stuff out, and I think he's gonna pop. He's gonna be really big in like the left field music world, I think. And all of the singles he's released for this new record are incredible. I would absolutely love to play some, but they're mostly explicit, or I've played them in the past few weeks already. But yeah, after my show's over, check out Westfield, his new single with James Messiah and Kibo featured. Those of you who listen to my show quite aptly might know that James Messiah is another guy I'm a big fan of. He does the voice of DJ Escrow on Baby Father songs. He's also a great poet and just one of an overall creative guy that inspires me a lot. And just good taste, like cool guy. One of the premier cool guys in England right now. But yeah, he and John Eno linked up to make just an incredible song in Westfield, which is already one of my favorite songs of the year. It's really good, and I'm so excited for the new record 40 coming out on True Panther Sounds this Friday. Anyways, I'm gonna cut it for a minute and let y'all listen to some Romeo Poirier. This is the song Serekiniko, which I believe is the final track from his debut album Plage Arrière, which is a really, really nice ambient album. Romeo Poirier is one of the key guys in ambient glitch right now in my mind. I think he's really good at what he does. So enjoy this, and I'll be back on the mic in just a few to talk a little more. Thank you.
batting off the center of the eight. I knew you couldn't wait. Things always loop around here. I hear the silent cheers when they get the word that you're losing faith. Couldn't phone a friend, that was your idea of escape. You was too defined by the ace. Nah, I wasn't late, tied up, getting to the waist, erased. Couldn't comprehend the state of play. Things always loop around here. I always knew it ended anyway.
Yeah, there was no love in the
bits,
there was no love in the bits. Anyway, no love in the bits, there was no love in the bits. Nothing changed, no love in the bits, there was no love in the bits. It stayed the same, no love in the bits, there was no love in the bits. Lost in days, no love in the bits, there was no love in the bits. Anyway, no love in the bits, there was no love in the bits. Nothing changed, no love in the bits, there was no love in the bits. It stayed the same.
I know you do it all the time. The sunny days and sleepless nights. Though they're gone, I hope to find those memories fading, always chasing. One last night to spend was jaded. Keep you close and hold you, baby. I can't explain it. I never felt less.
It's not my fault you laid the bed in stone and told me you kept it real, but what's real? I don't understand these words. I'm not bedding for. Time exists and it heals. What's wrong? You ain't even touched half your pills. I might have half, the other half ill. Real, your intentions. You built me up with flat suspension. Swimming against the tide. The grass is greener on the other side. Putney bridge to Peckham Rye. Thought I'd give it another try. But got shortchanged by the guy behind the counter. I asked for one for me and one for my other half that I'm yet to find. I should have been next in line, but I'd rather you kept your replies next time, more time. I tried to open eyes, but I never saw crows try and land on mine. Felt like I lived 40 lives and tried to break the loop like 40 times. But you got caught in it and that's fine. Think I told you 40 times to remind. But you weren't reading signs and nor was I weren't inclined. Seasons changed, but you stayed the same, nothing changed. Peeled me off like rhymes. Peeling off the strike, you can't play 10 and draw for the 9. Come by, I want a story time. And that's the reason
why. Reminisce through days gone by. I know you do it all the time. The sunny days and sleepless nights. Though they're gone, I hope to find those memories faded, always chasing. One last night to spend while jaded. Keep you close and hold you, baby. Never felt less. I never felt less. I've never felt less.
That last track was a little Johnny now. That was Felt Less from his previously, or his last full, not full length, like mid-length EP, 40-40, Good Thing, Bad Thing, Who Knows. I really love that EP, and that song is very good. And all of the songs on it are very good, and it's only like 15 minutes long, so check it out. Anyways, for my final track of my final regularly scheduled show of the semester, which is kind of making me sad to say, because I've had a great semester, and I really, I don't know, I don't want to leave just yet. I'm having fun, I'm enjoying myself, whatever. This is Lips, and this is the 2007 Skyline mix by Days. Again, that's Lips 2007 Skyline mix by Days. Some really nice outsider house that I've been bumping lately. But yeah, I guess I'll speak a couple words about basketball. The Orlando Magic lost last night, which is quite sad, but the 76ers won, which was really cool, but I missed the ending of that game. So that was, I missed kind of an exciting moment, I suppose, but it's whatever. I suppose I don't really have too much to say. I hope the Magic can pull it together and win. I hope everyone can be happy in the world, and I hope everyone has had a nice morning chilling with me on my radio show during this crazy period that we call reading period and finals week and early May, late April, and springtime. I don't know. If you have been listening, thank you all so much for tuning in. And thanks for tuning in all semester. I really appreciate it. And you know I have a lot of fun if you listen to my show. I think that it's pretty clear. I really enjoy this. I love sharing my music that I love. And I hope you all have been enjoying it too. And we'll be back. We'll be back this summer a bit. Then I'll have a semester off, but we'll be back. This isn't the last you've heard of me on WMFO Radio. Speaking of, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, hosted by the one and only Jack. That's me. And this is Lips 07 Skyline Mix by Days. I hope y'all enjoy this one. And again, yeah, I'll close it out now. If you have been listening, I hope you have an amazing day. If you've not been listening, I also hope you have an amazing day. And yeah, keep your eyes out for more radio activity from me. Or don't. But either way, have a good one. Keep up the good work. And yeah, go Magic. Shout out Markel Fultz. I don't know. I don't have too much else to say, but I appreciate y'all. Have a good one.